I'm going to read out of a couple of my journals. This is 1978, this is 1980. Because I don't remember all this stuff, but my journals do. So.
So, I saw an ad in Craigslist the other day. It said vintage couch, 1980.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So this is from the 1978 one. You know, my journals are full of pictures and everything. Everything that comes to me in that time, then I put in here. Letters, cards, everything. So last night I had the team in Richmond, and when I called Commander as to where he wanted us to meet after fundraising, we are now without a center searching for one. This is in the Bay Area, while the team stay in motels. Commander told me that I was to drive to Reno, Nevada, pick up Barry Fisher, our attorney, and appear in the federal court as a representative of the church. Apparently, after 3 years of applying for a permit to fundraise in Reno and always denied, we brought the city to court, charging that the ordinance was vague and unconstitutional. I am grateful to God for this experience and humbled to represent your parents in the court of man. Commander met the team at 11 p.m. and joined me, picking up members to end the day. We got a motel then at 4 a.m. and began the four-hour drive to Reno. I drove fast and arrived just in time to meet Barry Fisher come off the plane. Then we went to breakfast together while I read the claim. Then we went to the court. I was the only one in the audience, and I was never called to testify, but I found it fascinating. Physically, I was wiped out. I hadn't slept the whole night. I just drove, you know. But spiritually, I was alive. The judge looked like an ornery bulldog, about 75 years old, but he knew what he was doing. It seemed at first as if we were losing, but the city attorney gave a poor presentation with little confidence. The judge was critical to both Mr. Fisher and the city attorney. Then he made a bench ruling that the law was without a doubt unconstitutional and vague. He suggested that they rewrite the law and leave out religious organizations. Monse, victory for Heavenly Father. Later I asked Mr. Fisher, who has met Father personally in New York and at science conferences, what he thought about Reverend Moon. He has the absolute utmost respect for him. Someday, Mr. Fisher, you will accept him as your true father.
Said that
to you. Yeah, well, this is just the end of my thing, you know. June 6th was Day of All Things, which turned out to be very wonderful, except one incident. First we fundraised, then we ate and sang at Korea House, where a blessed member, 43 Blessing, used to work. By God's guidance, we happened to meet Oni Durst from the Oakland Berkeley family, and she invited the region over to her street to join their celebration. Gratefully, we accepted and raced literally to Berkeley. Very wonderful evening with food and entertainment, and both Poppy and Nadine were there, my spiritual mothers. Oni and Dr. Durst waltzed to the climax, then we all prayed together. Okay. And then I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to read a letter from, these are both about getting permission to fundraise. So the first story was about getting permission and the judge saying okay. And this was from a letter that I had sent to Carmel, California. And this was a response from the House of Big Al, and I have no idea who Big Al is. But Dear Mr. Brown, I would like to inform you that I have been calling and talking to the residents of our small city since your letter was received on January 11th, applying for a no-fee solicitor's permit. I've reached most of the residents of our small town, and I have informed them of the real intentions of Sung Myung Moon and his Unification Church, which is to take over the United States and the world. I have also sent a copy of your letter, copy enclosed, to our city administrator, Douglas D. Peterson, to an organization who has the names and addresses and telephone numbers of parents who have lost their sons and daughters to the Unification Church and Sung Myung Boon. If any of their sons or daughters' names match the names in your letter, they will be called and told when you and your group plan to come to Carmel and solicit funds. So they could kidnap them, probably. Remember, you have to let our chief of police know what days you are planning to be here. I'm also getting people ready to follow your solicitors around to make sure they tell the police that the people they are soliciting funds for the Unification Church and Sung Myung Moon, and that you are Moonies. I'm also enclosing a few other letters that have been put out by me. Sincerely yours, Big Al of Carmel. I will also insist that all IDs are checked by the police department, real IDs, not something put out by the church. So there. Our battle.
Very, very similar situation. Yeah. Very similar. Every city we used to go has a permit. Before we used to sneak it in. The farmers, now the police stop you. Right. They complain, they find out that
right.
They call the police and the police come right away. and right away. They kind of give a warning. But they refuse the citation and say, if you want to continue here, you have to go.